Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?
Well, hello, everyone. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Crypto Crypt. I am your host, Herb Porter, and today we are going to have some really, really great time. We're going to talk, this is part two of learning from segregation and growing from integration. So for those of you who want to call in, here's the number 909-232-9222. That's 909-232-9222. So going into the show and recapping from last week, my stuff was a little bit messed up. It was my first show, and I wasn't really sure what I was doing, buttons and wires and et cetera that I had to click and touch. And this show, I'm going to get a little bit more into the nitty-gritty and the details of why this show is even necessary. So I'm deeply connected and dedicated to Black America seeing and receiving the financial knowledge that they need in order to take advantage of the economic shift that's happening. And I want to make sure that I give the information that people really need to hear and really need to, that I feel people need to hear and see in order to make a difference. And so that's why I created this. That's why I started this radio show, because I think it's time for us as Black folk to start really taking advantage of the financial opportunities that are out there. And there's not enough of us doing it. We've got 1.8 million Black-owned companies out here. We are less than 1% of the GDP. And why is that? Why has that happened? So let's go ahead on and go off into that. Now, in 1619, the first slave came to America. In 1863, the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. In 1865, the 13th Amendment was ratified. In 1877, Reconstruction ended, and it brought us into the civil rights moment, into the civil rights time. Between 1877 and 1970, there was a battle and a struggle with Black folk and white America dealing with freedom of being treated like a human being, no longer being dealt with in a position of being treated like an animal or a position of being treated of less than human. And there was a lot of things that had to be done. Laws had to be changed. Minds had to be changed. Thought patterns had to be changed. And within that process of moving from a segregated America to an integrated America, we had a massive amount of amazing and incredible Black men and women who what's the word I'm looking for? They paved the way for us to have what we have today. And from 1970 up until now, we're looking at about 48 years of freedom. Now, I'm 43, and there are habits that I developed as a child that I am just now able to deal with as an adult. Black Americans have been technically free for about 48 years. So there's a massive amount of habits that we still have that must be shifted, must be changed. And the only way we can do that is through knowledge. And that is where I come in. So as I said, this is the Crypto Crypt. And within the Crypto Crypt, we talk about everything cryptocurrency related. Now, why am I dealing with integration and segregation and talking about cryptocurrency? Well, one of the wonderful things about being Black is that we get access to the things that the world is looking at, but they're not really interested in. We get ground floor opportunities simply because of the color of our skin. Why is that? Well, if we're considered quote unquote trash, and I'm not saying Black folk are trash, not at the least or the shortest or the shortest, but I am saying that there are times we're treated like trash. There are times we're treated like second class citizens. And in order for that to shift, there's got to be certain things to happen. I just forgot my point. So what needs to go down is awareness. So let's talk about some Black inventors real quick. And the reason why, that's what I was going to say. With cryptocurrency and segregation, integration, Black folk, we get things at the bottom. And when we get things at the bottom, most of everybody's not looking at it. People aren't paying attention. People aren't concerned because it's trash. It don't mean anything. However, once everybody starts getting involved, once everybody starts becoming interested in what it is that is out there, we as Black folk get shut out. That has been the pattern since the beginning of Blackness in America. So why are we still complaining when the rules get changed on us? The rules are supposed to be changed on us because they don't want us playing with them. So cryptocurrency has created an opportunity for Black Americans to really take charge of this economic advantage. All right, so what does that mean? All right, well, let's go ahead and talk about inventors. And the reason why I want to talk about Black inventors is to stress the point on to stress the point of we are creative, we are innovative, and we deal with things. We've got George Washington Carver. Over hundreds and hundreds of inventions created. And on his tombstone, this is what was said. He could have added fortune to fame, but caring for neither, he found happiness and honor in being helpful to the world. I'm going to have to call BS on that. This George Washington Carver was adopted by a family that was not Black, and they took him in. However, they castrated him. So if they castrated the man, they probably brainwashed him as well. So he was a very intelligent individual, but come on, man. He was created in a space and a world that didn't like people of his color. So when fortune and fame was presented to him, he wasn't interested in it because he was never taught how to deal with it. So, yes, he created a lot of things. He invented a lot of things. And at the same time, there was a certain level of awareness and self-understanding and self-understanding and self-love he did not have. And that is a lot of that behavior that George Washington Carver has carried over into the 21st century until right now, where we have a whole bunch of African-American people creating things, inventing things, developing things, but they're not concerned about what it is that – they're not concerned about the financial gain of it. We were forced to integrate into a country that was already burning. And in that integration, we failed to get that balance of who we are. Now, am I saying we need to be segregated again? Heck no, I don't want to go back to that. But I am saying that there are things that we must learn that have been created by slavery, from Jim Crow, from the fears and insecurities that we as Black folk have because we're human, and really deal with how to take in and take advantage of the opportunities we have. If it wasn't for Henry E. Baker, we wouldn't even know about Black inventors. Henry E. Baker sent out, he was an attorney, and he worked at the patent office, and he sent out letters to all the patent offices saying, if there's anybody Black that has created any patents, let me know. And between 1871 and 1900, more than 300 patents by Black folk were made. Now, what does that mean? What that means is that through our adversity, through our struggle, through our journey into greatness, our journey into equality, and our journey into being seen as not just Black, but human beings that deserve respect, equally respect. There's a process that has to take for that. And knowledge is one of those things that we need. So like Elijah McCoy, you know, you ever heard of the real McCoy? Well, that's a phrase that's dealing with a Black man. Elijah McCoy created over 60 lubricating systems, including the one for the railroad. And his invention made a difference in the rail system, where at first everybody had to get out, oil, lubricate parts of the train before they could move out. What McCoy did was create a system where you put oil into the different parts of the train, and they stay there. We were given these thoughts and these developmental thoughts and ideas due to adversity. We were caught in a situation where we had to create our own stuff. And in being in a situation where we had to create our own stuff, we learned a massive amount about ourselves, about technology, about science, about math. We as Black folks got it going on. We always have it going on. We will always have it going on simply because we are the survivors from 500 years of slavery. We are genetically stronger than most Americans simply because we were put through the most rigorous test. Most of us were murdered, killed, or died from neglect. So, of course, we're going to be stronger. We're going to be faster. We're going to be smarter. We're going to be all those things because that's how we were bred. Now, since that's the case, what is happening now? Where did we go? Where did the innovation and the creativity and all of that come from or go? Well, once we integrated, we were able to work for corporations. We were able to work for companies. We were able to work for hotels. We were able to work for gas stations, etc. And all the creativity that we have, all the innovations, all the inventions that we as Black folk are creating are going underneath the umbrella of the corporations we work for, are going underneath the umbrella of the people that we work for. So we're still slaves in the matter of mindset. And so it doesn't bother me. It saddens me that now it's no longer, and I know this is bouncing around, but now it's no longer media that's keeping the Black man and woman down. It's other Black men and women keeping the Black man and woman down. And so things have to be changed. And thought patterns are what have to be changed. And if we're giving our knowledge to corporations, and if we're giving our knowledge to companies, and we're giving our knowledge to other people, and we're not taking recognition for it, then no wonder we as a whole think that we're no good as Black folks, think that we will never make it as Black folks, think that nothing will ever work as Black folks, because all the accomplishments that we are achieving as Black folk are happening under the umbrella of IBM, Microsoft, Hewlett-Packard, and et cetera. And so time for us to look at other options. And one of the options is cryptocurrency. Now, I know Bitcoin is down. Bitcoin went from 3,000 to 20,000. And now Bitcoin is at 8,000. My friends, this is a fire sale, and I am jumping all over this. I'm not a financial advisor, so I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I am definitely going to continue investing in Bitcoin. Not going to really touch all the other altcoins because it doesn't really – they are not as stable, secure, et cetera. Will they be big? Heck yeah. But there's one thing about Bitcoin that none of the altcoins have. Bitcoin doesn't have a CEO. It doesn't have a central location. And there's only 21 million Bitcoin that can be mined. So it fits all the criteria that we need for currency. And we have the opportunity to jump on the ground floor of this. Am I telling you to go and buy Bitcoin right now? No, I am telling you to get on a computer and study. I'm telling you to understand the blockchain, because the blockchain is going to make a difference in the world as we know it. If you are a mortgage broker, these jobs are going to be watered down in about 2 years. Because people are not going to need the middleman. You know, Bitcoin might be dropping, but cryptocurrency in and of itself is rising. Banks are using cryptocurrency now and dealing with the blockchain. Corporations are using cryptocurrency now and dealing with the blockchain. The media is telling you that Bitcoin is crashing and it's dying and et cetera, and because you don't know much about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, you're going to believe the media. But I am also the media, and I am telling you that there is something that is worth taking a look at. Because the country is moving from black and white to rich and poor. Now, right now, when it comes to business and money, Black Americans are at, when it comes to business and money, Black Americans are at a low. I think it's like 20 times the white American has 20 times more in savings and 20 times more in financial opportunities than someone Black. Well, that has a lot to do with network. It ain't got nothing to do with color. Black folk don't network like white folk do, or Asian folk do, or African folk do. So of course there's going to be a difference in wealth and create accumulation of wealth, but that doesn't have to continue to be. We're in a situation now where we can build a empire for our children. We are screwed, but our children don't have to be screwed. And that is why I stress cryptocurrency, I stress Bitcoin, and I stress all these things, because we have the opportunity to make a financial difference in our lives, which will make a financial difference in our children's lives, which will make a financial difference in our community, which will make a financial difference in our country. We already throw out $2.1 trillion, and it goes out of the black community and circulates around America more than once. Within the black community, it circulates one time. But what if we were able to get that $2.1 trillion to circulate within the black community two times, or maybe three times? That would be a different shift and change. We're not able to do that with regular currency because of how things are set up. And we have to have this qualification and that qualification. And we got to pay this much money to get to be able to spend a very little money. And with cryptocurrency, the laws for cryptocurrency have not been created to shut us out yet. Remember the internet. Remember how, you know, your parents or your mama and everybody, I ain't putting that crap in my house. Internet, that's for white people. La, 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 la. Remember that? Well, you now have the internet and all people are using the internet. Talking about cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is the next best thing to the internet. It's booming just like the internet. We as black folk have the opportunity to take advantage We have the opportunity to take advantage of this. So I am done. And I want to thank all of you for checking out the show. And I will see you next week. And what we're going to talk about next week will be black men and women of today. Now, talking about segregation and integration is awesome. And what about the black folk that are making a difference in this country today? Because everything that the black folk did yesterday, that's done. That's over with. We're benefiting from it. Some opportunities we're taking advantage of. Other opportunities we're not. But that's yesterday. Let's talk about today and what is possible today. So, I will see you next week, Thursday, 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we've got a caller, 7424. Nope, that caller just disappeared. Shoot. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys, for paying, guys and girls, for listening. And this is my second radio show, and I am having a good time. I know I have to do some more homework, and there are some things that I need to know and practice on, but this is so much fun. Hope you enjoyed. Have a great day. Have a great rest of the day, the rest of your day. Be safe, be secure, and most of all, be curious. It only gets better from here. Peace.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.